This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Ishmael Bia, author and former child soldier from Sierra Leone, has been helping young Syrians in exile amplify their voices, the UN Children's Fund UNICEF said on Thursday. The UNICEF advocate for war-affected children wrapped up a three-day trip to Jordan where he helped. Around 50 young people from Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria developed their advocacy skills. Mr. Bia also visited the Zaatari refugee camp near the Syrian border and a UNICEF-supported Makani Center in Amman, where children and young people can learn and get psychosocial support. After more than 6 years of war, more than 2.5 million children from Syria are now living as refugees in Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and Iraq. Mr. Bia said he believed young people who survive war could become champions of peace despite the horrors they've been through. He said he knew from experience that all the pain, suffering, and sense of loss of humanity endured could be refocused towards something positive. With UNICEF support, 120 young refugees and members of the host communities have trained as researchers for an innovative project where young people open up to each other about their lives and aspirations. The researchers interview other marginalized young people to find their biggest challenges in order to help improve access to education and vocational training. The warring parties in South Sudan have been urged by David Scheer, the head of the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, to stop the suffering they're causing, to take responsibility for the lives they've destroyed, and to uphold their responsibility to protect civilians, as fighting intensifies once again in the northeastern Upper Nile region. Daniel Dickinson is the UNMISS spokesperson.
Up to 25,000 people have reportedly fled their homes on the west bank of the River Nile over the last few days, following increased military activity. It's reported that thousands have fled to the town of Abarok, 30 kilometres north of Kodok, where there are now an estimated 50,000 people, although some are now trying to cross over the border into Sudan after government forces took control of Kodok on Wednesday. On Monday, humanitarian workers were evacuated from Kodok to Abarok following advice from South Sudanese forces on the ground. Last night, those humanitarian workers continued to further locations. The Upper Nile region has been a focus of military action over the last several months. UNMISS is seeking to gain access to Abarok as quickly as possible in order to assess the security situation. However, the mission was denied clearance by government SPLA forces on Thursday to launch an air patrol to the town.
The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, and the European Union have agreed to help support Pakistani counterterrorism efforts. A three-year technical assistance program will train investigators, prosecutors, and judges and promote the use of forensic evidence in terrorism. The project will pay special attention to the volatile Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, or KP, province in the northwestern region of the country. It also aims to strengthen coordination between Pakistan's lead agencies on the matter, such as the National Counterterrorism Authority, NACTA, the Counterterrorism Department of KP, and the Islamabad Police. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.